AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. It's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. The IFA reports that the Federal Trade Commission reopened its request for information from the franchise community. Last year, thousands of people submitted comments about the ways franchising has been essential to their business story, the people they serve, the economy as a whole, and why it should be protected. IFA's Michael Lehman is asking franchising professionals to share their stories again via a website that the IFA has set up for FTC comments.
Take a few minutes right now, please, to share your story and your experience in franchising with the FTC. The FTC needs to understand how important this business model has been to your livelihood and why the 300 industries represented across franchising should not be regulated as one. While not all franchise relationships are perfect, we at the IFA would be the first to acknowledge that. The FTC is not the agency who should be interfering in the way you do business.
We'll have a link to add your comments in today's show notes. In other news, Lightbridge Academy is partnering with Benetrends to launch a $50 million proprietary funding program. This partnership will provide new and existing franchisees with simplified access to capital, fueling expansion efforts across the U.S. Anthony Bird of Benetrends stated, "The franchise's commitment to providing high-quality early childhood education aligns perfectly with Benetrends' mission to support businesses that make a difference." CEO of Lightbridge Academy, Gigi Swikert, added, "Access to $50 million in SBA financing is a tremendous opportunity to fuel growth and help more entrepreneurs provide valuable early childhood education services to their communities." Daddy's Chicken Shack announced that President Tony Adams has been named the recipient of Zapier's prestigious Outstanding Customer Impact Award. The award celebrates exceptional use of automation to transform and enhance customer experiences. Adams said, "By using complex API integrations with Formatter and CodeSteps, we're able to deliver emails that include a video message from me and encourage customers to engage with our loyalty app. This has led to a threefold increase in Google reviews and doubled our loyalty app downloads." Frios Gourmet Pops announced the launch of Frios Plus. These hand-poured pops have an added boost of nutrition with 15 to 17 grams of protein in every pop. CEO Cliff Kennedy said, "With Frios Plus, we're not just launching an exciting new product for our franchise owners, but opening up an entirely new customer base. This is just the beginning of a great new line of innovation that brings excitement to our franchise owners and their communities." Milestones this week include Brightstar Care reaching 400 open locations. Chief Development Officer Pete First said, "Reaching 400 open and operating locations is a remarkable milestone for our brand and a testament to the dedication of our franchisees and collaboration of our entire team." He noted that just 5% of franchisors achieve over 400 locations. The company sees more growth ahead. Right now, in 2024, over 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65 each day. And happy 15th anniversary to District Taco. Founder and CEO Osiris Hoyle recently embarked on a trip to the Yucatan with the District Taco team to reflect on the brand's 15-year journey and to reconnect with his roots. He said, "As we grow, we always remain true to our roots so that more people can enjoy the flavors my family has passed down for generations." President and COO Chris Medhurst added, "Our growth is a direct reflection of our team's hard work and dedication to delivering fresh, authentic flavors to our guests. We're excited about the opportunities ahead and look forward to continuing this momentum into 2025. And finally, congrats to Michael and Babs Burnett, celebrating their 20th anniversary of founding Rompin' Roll. People News and Career Moves coming up next after a quick word from Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. In People News, Vanessa Fox is now CDO at Sport Clips. Chris Bode returns to Denny's as president and COO. Denny's also welcomes Min Lee as SVP and Chief Technology Officer. Handel's Homemade Ice Cream announced Hillary Fry as the new Chief Marketing Officer and Aaron Snyder as VP of Franchise Development. Holly Rogers is now Director of Franchise Performance at Hallmark Home Care. Proforma hires Tim Nail as Chief Brand Officer. Bloomin' Brands, Inc., the parent company to Outback Steakhouse, has promoted Gagan Sinha to Chief Information Officer. Olivia Chiu is promoted to Director of Public Relations and Creative Marketing at Batteries Plus. IHOP President Jay Johns announced his retirement. Lawrence Kim of Yum Brands will assume the president's role, effective in January. Daddy's Chicken Shack announced the appointment of Todd Havind as VP of Franchise Development. Beans & Brew Coffee House named Doug Wilmarth as Chief Executive Officer. Inspire Brands announced that David Graves has been named as Arby's Brand President. Rusty Taco has announced three new hires, including the new Director of Marketing, Natalie Johnson, and Roland Wayment and Dustin Drago as Franchise Business Consultants. Victor Deher has been promoted to Global Vice President of Franchise Development at Batteries Plus. Also promoted is Brandon Mangal as VP of Franchise Development. And Jamie Levine joins Eversmith Brands as Director of Franchise Development. Congratulations to all and go get them. In events news, coming up next week, it's FLDC in Atlanta from the IFA and Franchise Update Media. Note, also check out the IFA Women's Franchise Network of Atlanta's kickoff event, October 15th at GoTo Brands. Franchise Times Restaurant Finance and Development Conference is in Vegas once again, November 11th through the 13th. Franchise Expo Austin, a new event this year from MFV Expositions, is happening November 15th and 16th. Also in Austin, IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference is November 18th through the 20th. And the first event of 2025 will once again be the Selling Franchises Summit in West Palm Beach, January 24th and 25th. For details about sponsorships or attendance, reach out to Dr. John Hayes of the Titus Center on LinkedIn. The Franchise News Podcast will be live at all of these events, and we hope to see you there. And one last note, speaking of events, a word from Promotex. All of your franchise system's promotional products. One portal, zero headaches. That's Promotex, your partner for fully managed branded merch. Promotex's branded product portals empower franchisors and franchisees to easily manage all of their merchandise, review data and insights, and maximize revenue. From employee apparel to merch that flies off the shelves, Promotex will centralize your promotional products to drastically simplify operations, improve costs, and guarantee consistency. Learn more now at PromotexUSA.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.